This is a Crestview Bible podcast. For more information, visit crestviewhutch.org.
Tonight, I just want to give you an overview of what the Bible's talking about when it thinks about Jesus coming for us. The Old Testament has all these promises that God's going to send a Redeemer, that He's going to send a Savior, that He Himself is going to come down for His people. And in the New Testament, we see the fulfillment of all these promises in Jesus. And so I'm going to quickly march through every book of the New Testament and show you a verse that points to who Jesus is and what He came to do. So this is going to be quick, lightning through the New Testament. Matthew 1:21, the virgin will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Luke 2:10-11, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Acts 2:36, let all God's people therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Romans 1:3-4, Jesus Christ our Lord is God's Son, who is descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31, and because of God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:19, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Galatians 4:4-5, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as his children. Ephesians 2:13, now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Philippians 2:8, being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Colossians 2:15, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. 1 Timothy 3:16, great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness, that Christ was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory. 2 Timothy 1:10, we have a holy calling which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through good news. Titus 2:14, Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. The book of Philemon, there's hope that the sharing of our faith might become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Hebrews 1:2-4, in these last days God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name that he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. 1 Peter 2:24, Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 2 Peter 1:16, For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. 2 John, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh, and to which 1 John 4:14 would say, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. In 3 John, John would say, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And in 1 John 5:20, he would say, and we know that the Son of God has come, and he's given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Jude 24 and 25, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. And then Revelation 5, verses 12 through 14. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the Jesus that we're celebrating. We're celebrating this one who came to do all this for us, to bring us into right relationship with God, to change our lives so that we could live good lives, so we could be a benefit to our community. And tonight we gather together to marvel at him. We come to sit in awe of him, that he was born in a manger as a baby. So tonight, just will you center your life on him? If you don't know him, will you just trust him with your life? Will you put all your confidence in him? And if you have a relationship with him, would you thank God for the gift of gifts that we've been given in Jesus Christ our Lord? Let's marvel and celebrate him. And we're going to light candles to do that as we sing our closing song. They remind us that Jesus, as the Nicene Creed says, is light of light, very God of very God, and he's worthy of our worship. So let's lift this worship up to him tonight. And let me pray, and then we'll sing together. Father, we're so thankful that you would have this plan to send Jesus to be our Savior. There's no one like him. There never will be anyone like him. Forever worship will go to him as the one who's achieved all this for us. And we come to worship him tonight. We come to have big trust in him. We come to put all of our confidence in him. We think about this song we're going to close with, Silent Night, and the peace that we imagine this song brings, and we know this is only possible through Christ. No human ruler could pull this off. No peace accords could ever accomplish this. You can do all this through your Son. And so would you have your way? Would you have your rule? And would you extend it in this world as we celebrate again your Son coming to earth? We worship you and glorify you through all this. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.